Well, hey, what is up, CW Fighters? Two episodes in 1 week. Imagine that. You're welcome. So, this episode is a bit delayed. We're about a month behind. But we're going to be covering hybrids, which, with anything, when you get into cryptids and conspiracies, you're just skimming the surface. But these are just some of the upper tiers of some of the hybrids we came across. And, yeah, so far, I hope that you have had a blessed week. This is Thursday when I'm launching this. And yeah, let us know by sending us an email or comments on YouTube or Instagram and other platforms as well, what you would like us to cover. Because we like doing this, but sometimes there's so much to cover, it can turn into like a rabbit hole, and we can spend a lot of time researching what to talk about, or at least I can. But yeah, don't forget to check out our merch stores to support us, and our memberships as well. And they start from $3 and they end at $7, and we have 3 tiers. And whatever you invest in crypto warfare invests in the future of it as well. So whatever you pour into it, we pour back into crypto warfare for our expeditions and other things like that. Oh, and I'm going to start saying this a lot more, but if you really want to help us grow, then spread the word. Just share this episode or share any episode with somebody who you might think would benefit from it. And leave us a 5-star review on any platform. But yeah, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Zook.
Hey, guys, I'm Drewski.
Hey, don't touch that. Don't touch that!
Welcome to Crypto Warfare!
And if you have a story or encounter, shoot us an email or a detailed voice message to cryptidwarfare@gmail.com. That's cryptidwarfare@gmail.com.
Hey, what up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Crypto Warfare. Super stoked you're here. Z Baby and the infamous
Drewski. What's going on, babies? What's going on? What's going on, guys? Babies. Hi. Yeah, Crypto Warfare podcast, Crypto Warfare Conspiracies podcast. Guys, forgive us. It is technically, it's 4:22 a.m., but we're on
daylight savings
board, so it's like 5:22. Gosh. What are we doing with our lives, man?
No. Are you really?
It's for the truth. It's for biblical truth to share with you guys. So
this is our sacrifice. Yeah.
Sacrifice. You know what? We're going to sleep. We're going to rest when we're dead anyway. So it's all good.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm so tired. I didn't hear you.
I'm kidding. You know, right? I'll blow my nose real quick, guys. Sorry.
Is it unedited version?
Yeah, screw it.
Sounds like a butt trumpet.
Oh, God. Get that beautiful bean footage. Anyways, guys, yeah, we're going to talk about human-animal hybrids.
So, and some just hybrids, but I think some at one point could have potentially been from a maybe some rogue program or something. And maybe they escaped, kind of like Mothman. I don't know if he was ever human at one point, but he was part of a program.
Yeah, who knows, guys? But as far as my aspect of bringing it, you guys know me. I try to bring a biblical aspect to it, and Zook brings facts. Well, yeah, off the...
For the most part, yes.
He does his digging, so I just bring the biblical aspect of it, and so bring that part of it, and Zook brings the other part. So, all right, I guess I'll go first. Okay, so basically, I'm gonna put this out. Okay, so check this out. So in 2009, the Human Animal Hybrid Prohibition Act, started. So that was about, let's see, that bill was acted in July of 2009. And the bill was S-1435. And it states that the bill actually, basically in a nutshell, let scientists experiment on humans and animals and make them into like a hybridization, like merge and splice their DNA together. But here in 2021, they put a bill against that. I wonder why.
Huh.
When I saw the after effects on it. But was it trip? Is that in 2001? They were doing that in England. So that was pretty interesting.
Ooh, would I add something on that, actually? Me and Cameron, years ago when I was in college, is it the Dulce base?
Or yep, the Dulce base.
But where they literally took inmates and just weird things would happen. I don't know. You'd hear like a lot of rumors and crap, but the fellow's pretty good at research. So he wanted to get me and a few others to go out there and go just do a little bit of recon.
Yeah.
But they did an alien human or not maybe alien. it was type of hybrid type stuff. But these are people who were like on death row and crap like that. Nobody
cared. Yeah.
You know, nobody really cared. And I'm like, dude, it's freaking crazy. Because I looked into some of it years and years ago. It'll be a lot harder to find that info now, I'm sure. But
oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, it's crazy what goes on.
Well, what's crazy is that you said it kind of reminds me of the whole SCP Foundation, right? That's mm-hmm. what they use, is that they use inmates to do trials, to do tests, stuff like that. That was pretty interesting.
Gosh.
Anyways, guys, let's get to the nuts and bolts of everything, right? So like I said, I always try to bring like the whole biblical aspect, and in a way, like the human animal hybrids, it's kind of to me, they're cryptids. mm-hmm. When you think about it, you know, you got Bigfoot, he's got human DNA, he's got, you know, ape DNA, dog man, human DNA, dog DNA, Wendigo. But here's the deal with a Wendigo. It's that it's not like you're freaking half deer, half man. That's really not what they look like. They almost look like crawlers, like tall, lanky, like, yeah, anyways, like half human, half demonic creature, in my opinion. Then you got the frogman. What is it? The something Ohio frogman or something?
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I know it's in the States somewhere.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, you know, and then you got the Mothman. But anyways, I'm gonna get into this. Okay, so the Book of Enoch supports the record saying, after the fallen angels merged their DNA with the women, they began to sin against birds and the beasts and the reptiles and the fish of the land. So that's Enoch chapter 7, verses 5 through 6. Genesis chapter 6, verses 4. Then the people began to multiply on the earth, and the daughters were born to them. And the sons of God saw that the women were beautiful. They took any they wanted as their wives. And the Lord said, my spirit will not be put on with them. Humans for such a long time, for their only mortal flesh in the future of their normal lifespan. Okay, so basically, fallen angels basically lusted after the women of the earth, and they took them. So it wasn't a very good transfer process. They're like your mind. They raped them. They took them. They basically enslaved them. Then, you know, like I said, when they raped them, they injected their DNA into them, and then God saw what was going on, so he normalized their lifespan to be up to 120 years instead of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Mm-hmm.
So talks about that. And then also in the Book of Jasher, he retells the original and the origin of the human-animal hybrid story. It gets more in the depth into that. So if you want to read the Book of Jasher, it's actually really good. I read it. It's really good. It kind of ties into everything of the gaps that were in Genesis 6 that only skimmed, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Okay, I'm going to get through that.
And also in Leviticus 19:19, it talks about animal hybridization, where God says, you shall keep my statutes. You shall not let any cattle or any animal with diverse kind mate with one another. Or you shall not sow any field with two kinds of seeds. You shall not come up with any garment with two kinds of stuff. Okay, so let's just take out that garment and let's go back up from the animals to the seeds. Okay, well, he was referencing, you know, of like the abomination of what the fallen angels were doing too. You know, you shall not merge, you know, a monkey with the cow. I'm just throwing out like an example here, you know, or like different kinds of seeds, you know what I'm saying, to make like a hybridization of something or like an abomination. But what's cool about the whole, a little fun fact for you, what's cool about the garments of two kinds of stuff, right, merged together. So you ever wonder why in hospitals they don't use cotton sheets, they use satin sheets?
No, I never thought about that.
Okay, so in hospitals, they use satin sheets, is because it initiates a frequency in a certain type in your like thing in your body to where it helps you heal faster. Ooh. It's amazing. Yes.
Wow.
Cotton doesn't do that. Cotton kind of takes away and diminishes it, right? Also, too, it gives you energy, like certain type of energy, right? Cotton gives you a certain type of energy. Silk gives you a certain type of energy. All this stuff, all these different threads of, you know, like of like garments give you certain type of energy. So it could be, you know, if you're wearing, you know, certain, you know, types of garments, you know, if they're like kind of like crisscrossing, if you're wearing silk with cotton, it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're wearing, you know, all kinds of stuff, you know, it just kind of gives you kind of like different energies, and it's pretty cool. They had like a scientific, basically, if you go on the internet and you look this up on why hospitals use like certain like garments and linens and stuff like that for their beds, it'll totally explain it. It helps you heal faster. It gives you more energy and stuff like that. But if they use cotton kind of, hey, cotton. Cotton kind of cancels that out. It doesn't make you heal as fast. I thought that was really, really interesting.
Yeah.
So anyways, this is pretty cool. The Old Testament contains and associates references to genetic mutilations which develop among humans following this activity, including unusual size, physical strength, it's talking about six fingers, six toes, animal appeals, basically for like the craving of blood, and even lion-like features among men. And you know, it talks about that in 2 Samuel chapter 21 verses 20 and chapter 23 verses 20. And biblical references of the book of Enoch, this is pretty cool, biblical references that talk about, basically that reference the book of Enoch, okay? It's in Joshua chapter 10, verses 13, 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 18, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8, and then key scripture passages are Jasher from the book of the Apocrypha, chapter 36, verses 20. And then it jumps over to Ezekiel chapter 35 and Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51. And then, yeah, sorry guys, I know I'm just throwing all these Bible verses at you, but if you get time, go back through this, write them down and check them out. It talks about animal hybridizations and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All right, here it is. I thought this was pretty interesting. All right, there are certainly many strange creatures mentioned in the Bible. That was pretty cool. Okay, so in other passages describing beasts, although the names provided by the translators were sometimes taken from mythological creatures because they didn't know how to, I guess they didn't know what to put, so they just kind of stole from that. All right, it's pretty cool. In the King James Version, the one that was translated in 1611, contains several mentions of mythological creatures, including the unicorn, the dragon, and the fearsome kraken.
Ooh, I really want to know more about that kraken.
And and the cockatrice. I don't even know anything about that.
Ooh, it sounds a little juicy.
There's some cockatrice. Okay, so the beasts and the prophetic visions, right? Okay, so in Daniel and in Revelation, he talks about fearsome visions of strange creatures, both described as the four creatures, you know, the heads, the bodies and the limbs and the wings and different combinations of the animals. So if you look at Revelations 2, right, there's definitely animal hybridizations there, but God does it in a way to where, okay, so if you look at angels, right, the way that man has artistically drawn angels, that's not what they look like, according to the Bible, if you read it, okay? The seraphim, the archangels, you know, all these different angels, they're not just like little like fat boys with wings floating on clouds, you know what I mean, half naked, you know, they're not like that. if of course like the messengers, you know, kind of like Gabriel, stuff like that, they're of course, you know, they're kind of like have like a silhouette of a man, but you know, wings or whatever. But if you look at Michael and stuff like that, but if you look at the other angels, like in God's throne area, it talks about like that in Ezekiel, you have like a wheel that has like a bunch of other wheels around it with the eyeball, and it has eyeballs everywhere around it. Mm-hmm. You have a big eyeball with like six wings like covering it, you know, like the seraphim, stuff like that. And then you have like and you have like the four living creatures, you know, that are circling the throne of God. And, you know, in a way, if you'd actually seen that, it would be freaky as hell.
Oh, yes, it would.
So, yeah, and Revelations talks about the four living creatures. And also Revelations predicts a locust with human faces,
Man's
hair, lion's teeth, scorpion's tails, topped off with wings. And also in Revelation 9, chapter 9, verses 13 through 19, an army of 200 million horsemen ride horses with the heads of lions breathing fire and sulfur.
Oh, what a dream.
Sporting tails with serpents' heads. Okay, so it was kind of funny. I was talking to one of my buddies, and he's like, hey, you ever think it might be, you know, when they're talking about locusts, you ever think John may have been talking about drones? I was like, I never seen a drone with long hair.
Yeah.
And a scorpion's tail. I don't know.
Caught in the propellers.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah. But I was like, nah, that's not it. But anyways, yeah, I thought that was really, 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 really interesting. Okay. Dragons. Let's get into this. So it's kind of funny how you reference some dragons, right? You can actually, dude, you can totally like tree top off of this, right? You have like reptilians. You have Dracos, you know, all these type of entities or aliens or whatnot, you know, and it talks about Satan being a dragon, you know. And then also, too, with, like, reptilians, like the alien species, to me, they're demonic, they're fallen angels as well. But also, too, Rephaim, Serach, Seraphim. If you look at it in the Hebrew translation and version, you break that down, it's kind of like a reptile-ish skin. So the Seraphim, the Serach, the Serene, you know, talks about them being like a reptile. So I thought that was really interesting. So reptiles with wings. How about that?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, anyways, that's leading back to dragons. So if you look at the medieval folklore, okay, there were many mentions of dragons. And in the Old Testament, in Psalms 100, chapter 148, verses 7, and then Isaiah chapter 43, verse 20, and Micah chapter 1 verses 8. We'll see in the KIV, as we mentioned, there are articles on dinosaurs. And what was funny is the word dinosaur wasn't even invented until the early 18 or 1900s. It was actually pretty recent. But they just called them dragons that whole time. They didn't call them dinosaurs. You know, that was really interesting.
Step into the unknown with our exclusive collection of cryptid warfare apparel. From epic tees, stellar hoodies, drinkware, hats, and more. Picture this. You're decked out in our hoodie, hat, and taking notes in our exclusive field journal, ready to expose the truths hidden in plain sight. So whether you're battling unseen forces, chasing mythical creatures, or connecting the dots in the grand conspiracy, we've got the gear to amplify your style. Gear up, gear in, and get ready to embark on the journey of a lifetime. Because the truth is out there, and you need the right tools to equip yourself with. Get ready for some monster-sized entertainment with no pesky ads. Subscribe to our Cryptid and Conspiracies podcast for just a few coins a month. And listen to all the spooky tales of the unknown creatures and conspiracies in commercial-free bliss. Get your subscription now. And join the hunt for the truth today. Link in the show notes. Have you ever had a close encounter with the unknown? Have you stumbled upon a conspiracy that's just too strange to be true? Well, now's your chance to share it with the world. Our Cryptid and Conspiracy podcast is on the hunt for the most intriguing and unexplained stories. And we want to hear from you. Submit your tale by voice message or email and join us as we delve into the mysterious world of cryptids and conspiracies. So don't keep your story to yourself. Let's explore the unexplained together. Get in touch and let's make some noise. Links in the show notes.
So in Revelations chapter 12 and 20 mentions a dragon as well. In this context, the dragon is identified as Satan in Revelations 20 verses 2. And since his appearance as a serpent to Eve, Satan is often characterized as a reptilian manner. The dragon metaphor helps us picture Satan, who is all too real, but he is considered the dragon, according to Jesus, according to God. So, okay, mythological creatures in the Bible. Ooh, let's get to this. King James Version in the English Bible was translated in the early 1600s. Why translations are commendable for its overall accuracy and beautiful style. It has a few key points. Here it is. Okay, the satyr, almost like half bull, half man, something like that.
Yeah, I think it's like half, maybe it's half bull or half, half goat, goat, half man.
It looks it's like Paul. It's Paul.
Oh, no. Has a tail, has horns, blows a flute.
All right, here we go. Okay, so in the KJV and RSV, translated in the Hebrew, the S-A-I-Y-R-A-S. Satra. I don't freaking know. Guys, I'm sorry. Freaking hooked on phonics, never worked for old Andrew. For those of you guys who know what I'm talking about, all you young cats are like, what is that, bro?
It didn't work for me either.
I know. Okay, so the Hebrew word is translated about 55 times in the KJV as he-goat or hairy goat. However, the word was also thought to imply demon worship associated with goats. We also find the word translated to devil twice, and sat yr. But that was pretty interesting. And it leads into the myth of the classical myth of, you know, like the satyrs or whatever they're called. Unicorns. Ooh, here we go.
Ooh, let's, yeah.
The Hebrew word is R-E-E-M. Reem signifies a horned animal similar to unicorns. And now the extinction of the ancestor of unicorns of today is basically just domestic horses or domestic cattle. For some unknown reason, the translators of KJV chose to substitute unicorn for a name of a horned animal. So it kind of reminds me of, it could be a rhino they're talking about. Who knows? You know, who knows? You know, triceratops? I don't know. So but that was pretty interesting, though. They used the word unicorn. So it talks about that in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 17, and in Psalms chapter 22, verses 20, and in Isaiah chapter 34, verses 7. The Bible in its original languages, yeah, actually mention unicorns. That's pretty cool. All right, the cockatrice, rooster, half snake.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, it's really weird. It almost looks like death. It has a thin, decrepit looking like wings. It has a lot of sharp points all over its body. And yeah, it has like a rooster head, but it looks like it's a zombie rooster. It's weird.
You know, it's crazy. Yeah. It says it has the ability to turn people into stone at a glance. So it kind of reminds you of those tales of a Medusa.
Oh, Maddie. That's what I'm gonna call it. Yeah.
But also too, kind of ties into like skinwalkers, right? Because they can change into basically on like whatever they want. So, oh, there we go. I was like, holy crap, who are we getting on the feed right now?
Yeah, I just thought I'd give you guys a taste just to kind of see. Look at that.
So it kind of makes you think, too, like, if one of that's where kind of like the dragons tie in, because, you know, like, because like not all dragons were supposedly kind of reptilian skinish. They also had feathers, too. So I don't know. You could be tying into the Mothman, you could be tying into the Thunderbird. Pretty interesting, man. I don't know. But anyways, so it talks about cockatrices in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 8, chapter 14, verse 29, chapter 59, verses 5, Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 17. And, this is pretty interesting. The word cockatrice in the Bible, as existence, has been used in the Bible translations in the KJV in 1382. So a lot of these things have been weeded out over the years. So I hate how they're taking out stuff, dude. God, I hate that. So much in there that has been taken out. It drives me nuts.
So to push, you know, there's certain agenda. I'm sure it's probably going to focus. Eventually, they're going to try to have it focus a little bit more on like aliens and stuff, more new agey.
All right, so the animal is called Behemoth. It's described as an example of many things God has accomplished that Job could not even fathom. Dude, that reminds me of the freaking, yep, it looks like the thing off of Godzilla, bro. Almost like a Titan, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. Dang.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this one. That looks scary.
So, anyways, yeah, so it talks about that in Job chapter 40, verses 15 through 24. Behemoth is almost certainly a real creature, although some Jewish scholars have the hold as a symbol of chaos, and the beast is almost popular, identified as a hippopotamus or an elephant. Although some of its physical characteristics, particularly with a tail like, with a tail like a cedar tree, that's freaking huge, man. It does not match up with other animals. It doesn't. In most, So it talks about the behemoth is as big as similar to a dinosaur. So it's way bigger than a hippopotamus or an elephant. So cedar trees can grow up to 50 to 100 foot, 300 foot, you know. Talks about like the trees of Lebanon and Joshua, how when they went to go recon and scope out the holy land that God bestowed upon them. So Joshua did some recon with Caleb and they came back and said that we are like a grasshopper. So these things, they're about as tall as like the Lebanon trees. So if you look up Lebanon trees, these things go up to 100 to 300 feet high. So that's insane.
Yeah, that's pretty big size.
Yeah. All right, let's get into Leviathan, sea creature. And to me, that kind of stems from like mermaids and stuff too, right? It could be like subspecies of it. So mermaids, half man, half aquatic animal. But also too, you can get into demonology and stuff too, into the marine kingdom too. So it kind of all correlates, you know. It's, you know, whatever is on earth is in heaven. And it's a trip is that, to me, cryptids aren't just flesh and bread creatures, but they're spiritual too. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one of the reasons why we named our podcast the way it is, Cryptid Warfare. It's literally like spiritual warfare. So anyways, let's get into Leviathan. Leviathan is described in Job chapter 3, verses 8, and chapter 41, verses 1 through 34. So immediately after the behemoth,
thank you.
And for the same purpose, yeah. So behemoth represented the monster on the land, and then Leviathan represented the monster in the sea. So it's kind of funny, dude. God can just create whoever he wants and whatever he wants. And to me, it was almost kind of, sorry, guys, that was my phone. That wasn't me farting. So
let's cover that.
Yeah. So, you know, God can just do whatever he wants, but it also shows like the power that he has, that he can control these gargantuan monsters. You know, he's the only one that can tame them. He's the only one that can control them. So anyways, yeah, it talks about that in Isaiah 27 verses 1, Psalms chapter 74 verses 14, and chapter 104 verses 24 through 30. Also mentions Leviathan. And according to Psalm 74, it has multiple heads. It is possible that Leviathan was a sea-dwelling dinosaur. In the book of Job, certainly claims to describe as an actual beast that God created in Psalm 74. And then that ties into, you know, all these different creatures that are in the Bible. Ties into, to me, it can also goes back to like Genesis 6, right? It ties into the Nephilim. So, like, it's like basically, like I stated in the first part with in the book of Enoch. Not in the book of Enoch. Yeah. Sorry. In Genesis 6, you know, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. And then in the book of Enoch, chapter 7, verses 5 and 6. To begin the sin against the birds, against the beasts, against the reptiles. So, this is where my case for cryptids comes in. So, I believe with the animal-human hybridization, okay, so I believe that when God flooded the earth, we even talked about this with old Janet yesterday. Not Janet, Karen.
Oh, yeah.
Karen. Yeah, we talked about that like with Karen yesterday. I believe that God did some things when he put Noah in the ark and shut it before he started, you know, like when it was right in. I believe God did some things when it came to the fallen angels that to where they can't sexually create what they want anymore. That's why they have to use science and DNA manipulation to do what they want. So that's one of the reasons why, in my opinion, God flooded the earth, is because it was a DNA war. It was a DNA race, and it all led to, you know, the coming of Jesus, basically. So Satan knew that God needed to be fully man in order to cast that check for our sins, right? Mm-hmm. So Satan had an idea. He just didn't know who he was sending. When God told Satan, I'm sending someone to crush your head, but you're going to bruise his heel. And Satan was like, oh, okay, he's sending somebody. Okay. Well, I tell you what, let's just manipulate the whole freaking creation. That way, whoever he sends, by the time he sends him, he ain't going to be fully human. He's going to have our DNA in him, and, you know, it won't. It'll cancel everything out, basically. So God's like, bet, I got you. So, you know, so when it talks about, and Genesis, you know, God didn't find anyone that was worthy or that was holy. Basically, he was talking about he couldn't find anybody that wasn't fully human, that wasn't fully man, except for Noah's family. Because Noah's family stuck to the statutes of God. They feared God. They loved God. So they didn't abide by, and they didn't fall for the tricks of the angels and the enemies. So, you know, like it states in Enoch, how they bred with humans, they tampered with animals, they tampered with plant life and all that stuff, and the fish of the sea. So fish of the sea, that's where you get mermaids. That's where you get all these aquatic creatures that are half man, half human. Okay, and Zook's going to go into that. And then the beast of the field, Dogman, Bigfoot, orcs, all these other creatures, mythological creatures. Because all these things have to come from somewhere. You know, they all have to stem from somewhere. So, you know, your Bigfoots, your Dogmans, you know, they're not just interdimensional in and out. You know, they're physical beings too. You can kill them. You can capture these things. Also too with Wendigos, stuff like that. And also too with you know, with the whole alien splicing DNA now. That's what they do. It's exactly the same concept with just a different bumper sticker on it, okay? Aliens are aliens. Aliens are fallen angels. That's all there is to it, okay? You can tell it. You can wrap it up how you want, but that's just what they are. They are demonic falling angels, okay? They abduct people. They take their DNA. They splice it with other things, and that's where you get your human-animal hybridizations. And to me, that's where the governments of the world, when they made that treaty in 1940s, when the Roswell crash happened, they made that treaty with aliens, with demonic fallen angels, that, hey, we'll give you humans if you give us tech. It's been like this, guys. It's been like this since the days of Noah. And what's funny is that when the disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, hey, Jesus, so what is it going to be like? What do we have to look for? And he's like, well, it's going to be like the days of Noah. You know what I'm saying?
What's so wild, and it sucks because like places with vast populations are pretty much like literal battlegrounds for a lot of experimentation. I mean, not just physically, but like with MK Ultra, like gangs, cults, all sorts of things in those areas.
Yeah. And what was the trip too is that you and I were talking with Jessica, and the area that we were going to go Skinwalker research at, Ferris area, the army basically took volunteer special forces guys, and they did experiments on them, injected animal DNA, and they dropped them in Tennessee. Let them go.
That's so sweet of the government.
just to see the effects of what would happen. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
And it's so wild because there's so many more stories like that. But I mean, those are the ones that we got to, that we personally know the person who shared it with us. The other ones, I don't know if they're super accurate, but I've heard of a cat human hybrid who went crazy rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh.
All right, Z, that's all I got, man. So just a lot of Bible verses. That's it.
No, shoot, man. That's going to make me look like a sinner. But I have, I probably have like eight that I came across. It sounded interesting that I've never really heard of before, but
before, man.
There is Octoman, who is native to Kentucky.
What? And, this is cool.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, well, Kentucky through Ohio. It says This is a quote from a website, but the weirdest creature ever to have emerged from the murky depths has got to be the hulking, gray-skinned, quasi-cephalopod. Yeah. It's weird I can say that word, but when it comes to reading it, hook on phonics, which has at least five terrified eyewitnesses who have claimed to have seen this thing during the winter of 1959. I couldn't really find like a whole lot of images of what it looks like, but I assume it had maybe like eight arms as for its legs. That couldn't find a lot of detail on like if it had feet or if it actually walked on tentacles.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first sightings were January 29th, 1959. So that was a little while ago. And here is an interesting one that I found on Reddit, which this is a melting pot of so many different types of stories, but it's a dog cougar hybrid. So
it's a dog old lady hybrid? No. Just kidding.
There you go. Pays good. It says, I forgot what the question was in the Reddit, but I think it was like somebody shared like a personal encounter that they had. And it says, this was their typo, it's not mine. But when they talked about the discussion of Bigfoot and stuff like that, it says, if I can recall correctly, this took place in my home state of New York. I believe out of the much more rural area, they were driving one night and they stopped for an animal, as it was described as big, around the same size of a cougar or even a deer. It physically resembled a black hairless feline of sorts. Again, a lot like a cougar, except for the head, which was a long canine-like head, as almost like a coyote. So I'm like, that was a pretty interesting encounter. I think it looked like it was dying or something on the side of the road. So, or maybe it was in the middle of the road. So they had to stop to, kind of see what it was. And then it just did its thing and just got up and started running away, which is so weird. I've heard of cryptid encounters like that.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like a Bigfoot, or there's even like Stickman or something. I don't know. It'd be like something in the middle of the road, and you don't know what it is. You don't know if you should go around it or whatnot. And some people don't get out, and other people stay in the car, then they'll honk or something, and they'll just get up and just run. I'm like, huh. The Copenhagen Devil.
Copenhagen, let me some good old chalk.
Yeah. Says, let's see. The first sighting was in May 25th, 1900, a little while ago. A big, hairy, white beast with horns. It semi reminded me of like a mix between a Bigfoot, a Yeti, that with just horns. It looked a little bit shorter, but it was whiter. Like it was pretty thick. It was bulky. And this one I thought sounded pretty interesting, but a sheep squatch. Before I make this joke, I just want to say I'm not hating on West Virginia, but there are several states where we'll tend to get bad raps for like being inbred and stuff like that. In West Virginia, I don't know if it was like an inbred kind of like Bigfoot that this looking like a sheep squatch or a sheep or something. But it is said to be a large beast with razor sharp teeth and a grizzly shaped cranium. So I guess it's just a big old head. Yeah, it's sounded pretty interesting.
Big old jamocs, man.
Yeah. And it also has a hairless tail, kind of like that of a possum. And of course, just kind of like a lot of Bigfoot encounters, it reeks of sulfur, so it smells like butt. And now this is more documented type stuff for these type of hybrids. But this one's called Rabbit Man. It says the first successful human animal hybrid was developed in a laboratory dish in Shanghai in 2003. A team of scientists fused human cells and rabbit eggs, creating the embryos of new creatures that was half rabbit and half human. And then the human chimpanzee hybrid, which this story seems pretty sad, but they were using this to basically further evolve chimpanzees, which is kind of funny. They're trying to evolve chimpanzees when they say we came from them. I'm like,
right.
I don't know. Yeah, they were basically trying to create like a human kind of slave or an experiment to send to like that space or something. But they would have, of course, looked a little bit like us, but with a larger brain and wider mouths. And didn't really go into if they were going to be like just as hairy, but I assume so. And let's see. And then the Mill Race Monster. And this one is in.
What is that?
This one is in Indiana. November 1st, 1974 was the first documented encounter. It reminded me of a swamp thing. Or the swamp thing, yeah. Okay. Green and hairy and large. I've been called that sometimes. Creature. And then the last one I'm going to end on is, man, these poor mice, but there's so much experimentation. There was one where it was born with, like, literally, it looked like it was a human ear that was under its skin. And then there have been pigs that have been, I don't know if the word is fused, no, not fused, but these pigs have been born with human organs. So, of course, they can be taken out and put into people. And then there have been mice that actually showed the type of brain function, or I guess cognitive awareness or something of kind of like that of humans. So it's weird, a lot of these experiments. And I'm like, I wouldn't really want to see a mouse as smart as a human. Because, dude, have you guys seen Pinky and the Brain? Like, that mouse tried to take over the freaking world.
Try to take over the world. Is that no. Brain?
You know, once again, it shows our age. But, you know, Animaniacs is making a comeback. And the very last one, I figure I'd end on a bang, but it says mice with human anal sphincters. I'm like, I don't know why that's a thing. But I thought that was pretty interesting. And I just had this thought. So at Crypticon years ago, whenever we got, well, and I recently, but got those, that map over the United States that talks about haunted locations and cryptid sightings and stuff like that. There are so many things, like thousands of things we can actually pull from just that map alone. And we can do other shows, stuff that covers all that. But yeah, that's going to end just my little bit of research on interesting things that I found.
All right. Well, that's all I got there, Chief.
Oh, snap.
This went pretty good. Cool. Now we can go back to bed.
Yeah, I can't wait. Anyway, guys, yeah, just don't forget, always do your own research. And if you ever have any questions, send us an email or just send a question to, let's see, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. It'll be Drew or I. Facebook. Yeah, Drew or me. Oh, yeah, yeah, and Facebook. We're growing, guys. We're growing.
Facebook, boys.
But yeah, without further ado, I'm going to watch the back of my eyelids for a little while.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going back to bed, so love you all. Catch you guys later. We'll be dropping our recent two episodes we've done. Yeah, whenever. That's all on Zuck. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, yeah, this week it's going to be Josh Monday. And also, I'm actually going to drop this one too. So, yeah, you'll be getting a double dose this week.
Double dose, right on.
Double dose.
That's all right, y'all. Well, don't forget to, well, actually, your phones automatically do that. So, spring forward, guys. It's the sucky one.
Yeah, spring forward. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to like, share, and comment on this. It can really. Yes. Yeah.
And if you guys want to skip the commercials and stuff, be a member. Check us out. Check
yeah.
Right out. CryptoWarfare.com. Well, yeah, $3, guys. That's it. Well, $3, you know? You need to just sacrifice like a coffee once a month.
Yes.
That's it. So. Anyways, guys, love y'all, and yep, have a good rest of the weekend.
Peace.
We're out later. I think they peeped the style now. Be like this for a while now. Won't find me in no pal now. You cannot turn this down now. And I say, sit back and watch me move. Sit back and watch me move. Yeah, we're gonna keep all that. Yeah, wait, let D move. My style can't be reused. I can't be afraid of me twos. Look, I step in it well like free shoes. God got me so you won't see D lose. I been this way since preschool. Look this way, that way don't seem cool. And I still got more sauce than G Hughes. Good Lord. I'm back with some help. I'm building my stock. I'm backing myself. Trust me, the team isn't lacking no depth. I'm walking with God. I'm tracking my steps. Mama just bought me a brand new cross. The Lord is my GPS when I'm lost. He throw me a blessing. I catch it like moss. My soul can never be bought. I don't think I need a mentor. I need to vent more. I already know what I'm in for. Why do you think I got him for? I want to win more without the reason to sin more. Get what I'm saying like 10-4. This is a pin roll. Yeah, my flow sweeter than Lindor. Spirit ain't never been piss poor. Tears are big joy. Putting more sweat than a gym floor. Look, don't be scared of depression. Just soak it all in like water and leaves. Instead of neglecting the messages, look in the mirror. Say, Lord, I believe.
Yeah, it's a lot that I am, but I think that they like when they calling them D. I had a caller, so I had to answer when I seen that call ID. Hello. Yes, Lord, I surrender it all to you. I can get him involved with you, but first I'm passing the ball to you. I'm giving all of my flaws to you. I'm only answering calls from you. I get back up when I fall to you. You ask if I know what to take, I do. Winning this race, we don't need no pit stop. And I do think that we can save this thing that we call hip hop. Anybody don't like it, I really get excited if I take down a big shot. It's D, man. Yeah. I can't explain the feeling, I just know. You go through it to get through it. Mm. Yeah. Oh, we gonna be okay. It's gonna always be alright. Yeah. Light rap.